Morning Watch. Vital Factors for the Recovery of the Church Life. Week 1. Friday Related Verses. John 10:10-11. The thief does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace. Hebrews 13:20-21. Now the God of peace, he who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and the blood of an eternal covenant, perfect you in every good work for the doing of his will. Doing in us that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Matthew 24:45-46. Who then is a faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. 1 Peter 5:2-3. Shepherd the flock of God among you, overseeing not under compulsion but willingly, according to God, not by seeking gain through base means but eagerly, nor as lording it over your allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. Revelations 1:13. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment reaching to the feet, and girded about at the breasts with a golden girdle. 1 John 4:9. In this the love of God was manifested among us, that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might have life and live through him. Related reading. The content of God's entire New Testament economy is Christ as the Son of Man cherishing us, and as the Son of God nourishing us. The Jesus who is portrayed in the four Gospels is very cherishing. All people need him to cherish them, to make them happy, comfort them, and give them rest. If he came to us in his divine status, this would intimidate us. But even the most sinful tax collectors could sit with him as friends, eating and talking with him. God sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins in his humanity, cherishing. God sent his Son to us that we may have life and live through him in his divinity, nourishing. God gave us his only begotten Son that we may not perish through his redemption in his humanity, cherishing. But may have eternal life in his divinity, nourishing. Christ as the Son of Man came to redeem us from sin, cherishing. This is the first part of the New Testament. Christ as the Son of God came to impart the divine life into us abundantly, nourishing. This is the second part of the New Testament. I believe that not having the Father's loving and forgiving heart and not having the Savior's shepherding and seeking spirit is the reason for our barrenness. I realize that you all work hard, but there is almost no fruit. The Lord said, "By the fruit the tree is known," but we are a tree without any fruit. A good, gentle pastor may not have a particular gift, such as the gift of speaking. But he may simply visit people and welcome them when they come to his meeting. But according to statistics, he will have a 10% yearly increase. We, however, do not have even a 10% increase. Can you see how barren we are? Many of you are good speakers, knowing the higher truths. The truths we hold are much higher than those in Christianity. However, we do not have fruit because we are lacking in the Father's loving and forgiving heart and the Son's shepherding and seeking spirit. We condemn and regulate others rather than shepherding and seeking them. We are short of love and shepherding. These are the vital factors for us to bear fruit, that is, to gain people. Do we train the young ones to gain people or to regulate people? We have to consider our ways. Our way is not right. Something is wrong. The preaching of the gospel is a top shepherding of sinners. Christ carried out his ministry by shepherding. He went to Jericho just to visit one person, a chief tax collector. He did not go there to hold a big gospel campaign. His desire was to preach the gospel to gain one person, and his preaching was a shepherding. John 4 says that while the Lord was on his way to Galilee, he had to pass through Samaria. He detoured in order to contact a sinful Samaritan woman who previously had 5 husbands. The Lord foreknew that she would come to the well of Jacob. The well of Jacob is a type of Christ, who is a fountain of water springing up into eternal life. We have to learn of the Lord's pattern in purposely detouring to Sychar to gain only one person. To spend 3 years to gain one person is worthwhile. If you spend 3 years to visit one person continually, you will gain him. After 12 years, you will have 4 new ones following you to the church meetings.